Some of Australia's closest Muslim neighbours have condemned the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's decision to recognise West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While the government will delay moving the embassy from Tel Aviv, some Indonesian politicians have described it as a deceitful and suicidal move. Palestinians say it's contradictory and breaches Australia's obligations under law. For more, I spoke with our Middle East correspondent Eric Torcek a short time ago. Eric, what's the reaction in Israel?
Rather muted reaction from the Israeli government. It didn't directly comment on Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And the Prime Minister, who usually uses his cabinet meeting every Sunday to discuss these types of issues, didn't speak about it at all. But a member of his cabinet and a member of his party, the Regional Cooperation Minister Tsaki Hanegbi, said that Australia had made a mistake. He said Australia was a deep and intimate friend of many years standing, but said it within the positive step that Australia was trying to make with regards to Israel and its capital. He said the mistake was to say there's a division between the east of the city and the west of the city. He said there's no division between the east and the west. Jerusalem is one, whole, united, and Israel's control over it is eternal. So that gives you a sense of the reaction in Israel. A number of people expressed their disappointment in Australia's announcement, particularly as it seemed a step back from what the Prime Minister had initially been proposing, which was to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And even though Australia has said it will move the embassy, that's only after a peace settlement, and who knows how long that could be. So this is seen as a back down, I suppose, of sorts, and also something that really runs counter to the Israeli position on Jerusalem. The Israeli position on Jerusalem, indeed enshrined in a basic law, which has a similar status to a constitution, is that Jerusalem, complete and united, is Israel's capital. So Australia's declaration of West Jerusalem being Israel's capital and acknowledging Palestinian aspirations that East Jerusalem will be the capital of a future Palestinian state has left a number of people deeply unsatisfied.
And how have the Palestinians responded?
They view Australia's move as, I suppose, the kindest term would be unhelpful. They said it's contradictory and confusing, and they don't understand the reason for it at this time. You know, especially as the Prime Minister said, Australia's contribution now was meant to advance, a peace settlement. And they also say that Australia's decision to open a defence and trade office, which was the one part of the announcement that was welcomed by the Israeli government, a defence and trade office opening in Jerusalem. They said that could contradict Australia's obligations under UN Security Council Resolution number 478, which calls on member states to withdraw their diplomatic missions from Jerusalem. So they say it's possibly counter to Australia's obligations under international law. There's been some small reaction from Arab state organisations, also criticising Australia's decision and Australia's announcement. But, the main reaction was that it's premature, unhelpful, and a little bit confusing.
And are there any long-term political implications for Australia and the region as a result?
Well, I think that for those countries and organisations that have taken note of what Australia have said, they've found it to be something that's far. It's not a particularly strong statement. It sort of echoes. It puts Australia in a very eclectic club of nations: the Russian Federation, Panama, and the Czech Republic. Those nations which recognise West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Most nations prefer to stay away from this issue and keep their diplomatic missions in Tel Aviv. Australia's statement doesn't really move the issue on very much. To be honest, on the street, asking Palestinians in East Jerusalem, I was met with puzzlement. They did not understand exactly what Australia was saying, and they didn't understand why Australia would say what it said at this time. And not a single person viewed it as a helpful contribution. They viewed it as vaguely negative towards the Palestinian cause, but also were just completely confused by it, to be honest. So I think that sums up why you haven't seen a particularly strong reaction from other countries within the Middle East to this announcement.
That's our Middle East correspondent, Eric Torcek.